the 2018 PSCU member forum in St. Louis, Missouri, in America's heartland. I'm here with Jeff March. How are you?
I'm doing great. Having a great time here with the conference, and first time in St. Louis, so I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. First time here as well. So exactly. Anything stand out for you for the conference so far? Any speakers, any sessions, anything like that?
So, the first thing I would say is just the energy level is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Massive group of people here. It's record-setting. The buzz around what's going on with the company is really cool to hear. Nick Saban got up there and spoke this morning, and, I had lunch with a gal, and she had no idea who Nick Saban was as a football player. And she goes, I said, well, how about his message? She goes, oh, it was phenomenal. So I thought that was pretty cool that, half the room knew Nick Saban was there for that, but his messaging was great. And one of the things that jumped out at me is, his long storied career, he's only had to let one person go in his entire career, he said.
Really?
And just the way he develops his people and works with his people, he gave some great messages for that. I thought Chuck did a great job delivering the message, the keynote, and talking about the company. And, as you know the company, you've been close to it. The company's really changed. I mean, it's firing away. So he delivered a great message. The announcement of Luminum.
Luminum, I was about to say.
Yeah, Luminum's just, it's phenomenal what we've done there. And I'll talk more about that in a second. And then Guy Kawasaki, and just, brought some levity to innovation.
Yeah, he's fun.
He was very enjoyable, too. So, again, I think the biggest takeaway for me is just the energy of everybody around. Excited
cool.
about what's going on.
Well, I want to get your take. Speaking of takeaways, I want to get your take on Lumen. What's because they've been kind of keeping this under wraps for a little while, and all of a sudden
it definitely has. So
launches with full guns blazing here.
Yeah, so if I go back a couple years, in 2016, the board kind of looked at the company and said, we've stabilized things. Operational efficiency is key, and we have to have that right. And with Chuck coming back into the company, it was a focus of him. Chuck's worked in a credit union. He knows what it's like to service a member one-on-one, and he says the PSU is going to do exactly that. They're going to be your partner. So we knew that was working, and we said it's time to take the company to another level. So in 2016, we started to talk about strategic planning and where we wanted to go over that five-year period. And we sat back and we said, this is a payments company. Well, where's payments going? It's going to the phone. It's going to digital. It's going to mobile. So right then we make the bold move and said, we're going to go and become more of a technology company and develop. With Jeff Chambers and the group we've assembled, we're thrilled. We're thrilled with the product, what we're seeing. One of the things Jeff and his team did was said, we're not going to just give incremental changes. But as Guy Kawasaki said, let's leap and look for the big curve, get ahead of the curve. Yeah. And I think that's what we've done. Jeff and his team set its sights on the big players out there that are delivering digital, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, USAA. What are they doing? We know what the consumer's getting from companies like Amazon, Google, Netflix. So he just took that, put a vision together, and then he laid it out, and we displayed it today for the first time. So, so cool. You can tell I'm a little bit excited about that. I think it's just going to be a phenomenal move to the market.
Well, I think everybody else is too, because the Lumen session is right across the hallway here, and this is the second session that's been standing room only. So I think they're echoing your excitement here.
It is. It's phenomenal. With that said, though, I want to go back and just say that the key thing that the board looks at, though, is every single day we have to deliver on that member service and be, make that member experience at the credit union as frictionless as possible. Chuck's favorite scenes is if the member never hears the name PSU and has no clue who we are, we're winning the game, and that's happening. The other thing that just is high on our is this day and age is fraud and security. There's so much going on. The technology that's being put into the call center and what we're doing there is just out in the forefront. The amount of money that we've been able to save in fraud is through the roof. It's hard to believe what fraud would look like in our industry.
Yeah, I was looking in the brochure, the big thick brochure, and I saw the amount of money that you guys are saving people and how you're kind of catching this before it gets to an extreme level type thing. So it's some good work you guys are doing.
Exactly.
There.
The software, just as a quick example, the software in the call center, they were able to see a call come in and they tracked the call. It looked a little mysterious and it went to somebody in England. And via a little research and data analytics, which we're using more and more of, we were able to find out that person had about 100 accounts in multiple credit unions.
What?
And, absolutely jumped right out in front, shut that down. So some of the things that happen behind the scenes, people don't see every day, don't know about every day. We're really having fun doing some of that stuff and winning at it.
That's the fun part.
When you get the results and it hits the bottom line, that makes a huge difference.
That is the fun part, for sure. Hey, as chairman of PSCU's board, what do you expect from PSCU over the next couple of years? Speaking of that five-year plan that you were talking about earlier.
Exactly. So we're just into the start of that five-year plan. Okay. And, you know, we're aggressively executing on it. You know, by having scale, one of the things we wanted to do was get some scale. And the deal with Jack Henry and First Data last year brought another 1,000 institutions for processing. With that comes revenue. And that allows us to reinvest in the company and, you know, give back to the owners of the company and products and things like that. So we're going to continue to do that. As a board, one of the things we ask Chuck is, what other resources can we provide for you? And how can we do that? And to make good decisions. Wow. So, you know, we're looking back now and saying, is the plan we just put together a year ago and finalized, we're rechecking it already.
Exactly.
Because as you walk around and you watch the world around us, and, you know, we had some sessions in the board meeting about Alibaba and what's going on in China. And the biggest day that we have in the United States on Amazon, Alibaba's multiples
of that. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, a bank over there that didn't exist 10 years ago soon will be the largest bank in the world. So we've taken some insight from other parts of the world that we're not dealing in and saying, what's going on there? Mm-hmm. It'll probably translate, and why would it? Why wouldn't it? And keep investing. So the digital, the payments, you know, keeping out in front so we can deliver ahead of the curve. And I think, again, I'll come back to measuring ourselves against the big players in the world. You know, a Citadel Credit Union does not have enough resources to go at it. You know, we're fairly good size in our community and whatnot, but we do not have the resources. So as PSU was originally founded, bringing that aggregation of power together, going after the best out there and keeping us relevant is going to make it happen.
So. Yeah, that keeps us the industry moving forward. Exactly. Definitely. Last question for you.
Absolutely.
Takeaways. What do you want to take back to your credit? What do you want to take back to Citadel for Monday morning?
So I'll take back and just, I always challenge my team back there to say, we got to move at a faster pace.
Right.
And personally, it helps me to do that too when I see what's going on in the world around us and how things are changing. Yeah. Because, you know, you look and you think you're doing well. Mm-hmm. And you are. And you're making money and you're growing. However, you know, it's what you don't know and how fast that change is coming at you. So we really will take that back and make that happen.
Great message to end on. Jeff, thank you so much. Well done.
Pleasure.